This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was detained early today while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The officials say Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members, Anton Rodnenkov and Ivan Kravtsov, both of whom successfully entered Ukraine. The circumstances of how the group ended up at the border was not immediately clear. Monday brought calls from Germany and Britain demanding Belarusians President Alexander Lukashenko disclosed Kolesnikova's location after reports she was seized by unidentified men in Minsk. Kolesnikova was the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try to defeat Lukashenko in an August 9th election. He was declared the winner, but opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was rigged. Two Myanmar soldiers have been taken to The Hague after confessing to murdering minority Rohingya Muslims during a 2017 crackdown. The New York Times, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and a nonprofit reported today that the two men admitted to killing dozens of villagers in northern Rakhine State and burying them in mass graves. Those news organizations cited statements the men made on videos in Myanmar this year. The New York Times said it could not independently confirm that the two soldiers committed the crimes to which they confessed. The United Nations Human Rights Office in Seoul, South Korea, said today that the negotiations with North Korea have been stalled for months. But if and when they resume, the United States and South Korea should ensure the talks incorporate concerns about North Korean human rights abuses. Activist groups have long complained that human rights were not discussed during the 2018-19 North Korea talks. This is VOA News. For the city of Louisville in the state of Kentucky, the horrifying death of Breonna Taylor simply will not go away. The police department in the state of Kentucky that was involved in the fatal shooting of the unarmed Taylor will now be headed up by an African-American woman. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, has announced that a retired Metro Police commander is returning to become the new interim chief. As the city reels with more than 100 days of protests over the botched police raid that led to the fatal shooting of medical worker Breonna Taylor inside her apartment. Former Deputy Chief Yvette Gentry becomes the first woman to serve as chief and the third African-American to hold the post. Local media report Gentry retired in 2014. The former chief was fired and his successor has announced he's retiring. I'm Jackie Quinn.
They occupy the number two spot on their respective tickets for the 2020 presidential election. But they both spent the weekend in one of the highly coveted battleground states, Wisconsin, in the heart of the country's Midwest. Vice President Mike Pence addressed a group of dairy farmers.
You know, I'm here because I stand with President Donald Trump. When this president stands up for faith and family and the American flag, I stand with President Donald Trump.
And the woman who would have Mr. Pence's job come this January 2021, Democratic United States Senator Kamala Harris, as she speaks with a group of Milwaukee business leaders.
Talking about the dignity of work and the dignity of human beings and the importance of leadership to then tap into that dignity in a way that we grow capacity.
The presidential election is now less than 2 months away and was a holiday yesterday, but President Trump held a news conference with more Associated Press's Tim McGuire.
President Trump, during a White House news conference Monday, said ordinary troops like him, but not the Pentagon brass.
Not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
The president slamming the military leaders as part of his continued defense against allegations that he made offensive comments about fallen service members, including calling World War I dead at a cemetery in France losers and suckers. The Atlantic first reported on the anonymously sourced allegations. AP and other media organizations verified those allegations with their own sources.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA.